Welcome back to the Ball State Chat here on WVCP-FM. I'm your host, Eric Melcher. Joining us now is Tiffany Summers, the new Director of Financial Aid here at Ball State. And that's really a pretty important job at a college because so many of our students rely on financial aid. And Tiffany, you understand that need. You needed it when you were a student.
Yes, I did. Absolutely. I'm a first-generation college student myself, so I totally understand the need and needing to understand how the process works and needing help guiding, you know, being guided through the process and just trying to, you know, determine what the best way is to pay for college, whatever college that you choose to go to. So yes, that is something that is very important to me, but also as personally, but also important to students here at Ball State and any other school that they may want to look at attending.
I mean, do you think you would have been able to go to college with financial aid?
I would not have been able to go to the college that I wanted to go to without the help of financial aid, grants, loans, even at the school that I attended, and also with just my parents helping me through that process. Back when I was in college, we had to file a paper FAFSA. So,
Much
so
worse,
that was
right?
A lot harder and a lot more work to do that. So, but I didn't know, you know, who to reach out to or who to ask for help. And I feel like now I know where those things are and who to ask and help other students not kind of go through some of the hardships that I did.
Yeah. And when we're talking about financial aid, Tennessee is a pretty great place for financial aid. High school have access to the Tennessee Progress Program, which provides tuition-free college for graduating seniors at community college. And we also have Tennessee Reconnect for adult students who don't have a degree. And That's pretty major financial aid, but that's not the end of it, right? There's still lots of other financial aid out there for people to apply for.
Yes. In fact, one of the things about Promise and Reconnect is it's a last dollar scholarship. So there's all the aid and things that you can get on ahead of that before you even have to dip into Promise or Reconnect. So yes, and the number one thing for any student to do, no matter age or where they're at in their post-secondary career, is to file a FAFSA. And so that's where the number one place for scholarships, grants, not just federal, but a lot of local organizations and things like that want you to file a FAFSA first. So yes, that's all the things that you can do is filing that FAFSA, and then it kind of starts the process from there.
Yeah, because we've got a lot of financial aid that was freed up by those programs, which you know, folks can apply for if they already have a college degree and they want to come back to college as an adult, they can still apply for financial aid. And we have a whole range of specific financial aid scholarships available. But it all comes down to that FAFSA. You got to, and it's just the one form, right?
Correct. The one form, you file it every year, and it uses your tax information from two prior years ago, and it's online. You can do it on your phone through an app, which is pretty simple, can be done in probably less than 10 minutes, or you can do it online through the Secure Government website, and again, probably 15 minutes to complete that process. Just as the FAFSA, or in addition to the FAFSA, at Ball State specifically, there are tons of scholarships or several scholarships through the foundation here and the work of the foundation of the college to help students that need funding. Maybe they have maxed out their FAFSA eligibility or they're not able to file a FAFSA for whatever reason, and they have options for the foundation to give scholarships to students.
Yeah, there's really a lot that's available out there. And in terms of, it seems like one thing that would be a good tip for parents and for students filling out these forms is to look at the FAFSA website first to find out what documents you're going to need so you can collect all those documents. When you go to do the form, then it'd be much easier.
Correct. Yes. The FAFSA, getting that started, going to the FAFSA website, FAFSA.gov. And for those that FAFSA is, people say a lot of different ways. I like it to say that it's a free application for federal student aid. So the first word is free. So make sure you're not paying for that. But also, it's just, yes, getting all of your documents in order. You can pull your tax information from the IRS, so you don't even have to have your tax return with you or W-2s in front of you. You can use the retrieval to get that information directly from the IRS. And then also it'll give you state guidelines and state deadlines as well and link you to the state of Tennessee, so you can get through all of that. Or if you go to the state of Tennessee's website first, it'll even direct you to the FAFSA website. So.
But you bring up an important point. There's a lot of companies out there on the internet that say, hey, you know, pay us money and we'll help find scholarships for you and stuff. And we really want to encourage people just to fill out the FAFSA. It's free to do that first before they're doing other things, because there is just so much that opens doors for you in terms of that one form.
So do you think that community college might have more diverse opportunities for financial aid, comparing it to like a big university?
Yes, I do think that a community college has more options and more diversity. One, just with Tennessee Promise and Tennessee Reconnect, those are typically not available at a four-year college because they are specifically for the two-year programs. But they also, you know, just to get with that, along with the foundation and local companies, and the community college is one of the great things is that they are a community college. So they are part of the community in which they serve. Local organizations are always looking for ways to help the community college. And so there's just some options that a bigger university may not have. Yes, they have maybe donors or endowments that will help with fund things, but it can't fund all of the students enrolled at that school. A lot of students will have to kind of do a combination of maybe loans or, you know, having to pay a large amount in addition to the scholarships they receive. And community college is not only more affordable, but also the options that exist to help pay for that are just numerous compared to a larger, you know, state or private university.
Yeah, and I'm Tennessee Promise, actually. So I've kind of been able to see that getting my degree just for free, I can have an associate's degree, and that's kind of crazy because I can't get that at a four-year university.
Yeah, and I was wondering if there is still stigma surrounding financial aid.
Yeah, I think when you hear the word financial aid, some people think it may be, oh, that's just loans, or that's just aid from the government, or that means if you get aid from the government, you may be considered in some socioeconomic class and things like that. But it's absolutely not that. When you say financial aid, that means scholarships, that means free money, that means ways to pay for school without going in your pocket or going into debt. And so people still see that as a maybe as a negative term, but it really isn't. And so for me, you know, trying to make sure that people see that it's a holistic approach. It's not just loans or need-based aid. It's eligible for all students of all economic backgrounds, all different, all different backgrounds. Those that are first generation and those that have, you know, parents that went to college, there's just a whole different, a whole gamut of funds available that make financial aid itself that an aid to help pay for school and not just for, you know, you're not just for need-based aid and not just loans. So yes, I do think there is a stigma, and how do you overcome that is to make sure that we talk about things like Tennessee Promise and things that are, you know, they're not related to income. They're not related to anything like that. They're just available to you if you meet certain criteria coming out of high school in the case of the Promise.
Yeah, and it seems like financial aid it just continues to grow. At this institution, we've got some 60-70% of students that are on financial aid of some sort, and that's pretty common these days. And people think of Ivy League schools. A lot of those students are on some pretty serious financial aid as well, because that's really the only way they can afford it. So the FAFSA is used for all that. We really encourage people to fill it. And, you know, just contact us, too. You know, contact our admissions office to get started if you're interested. And they can kind of walk you through the process of, you know, getting started here at school. And all that's available on our website at volstate.edu. That's volstate.edu. You can look up financial aid information, admissions information, and every way that everything that you need to get started. So, well, thanks for joining us here, Tiffany. We really appreciate it, and welcome to Vol State. That's it for this edition of the Vol State Chat. A reminder that today's show will be available to download as a podcast on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon. Just search for the Vol State Chat. And you can always reach us at pr@volstate.edu. That's pr@volstate.edu. I'm Eric Melcher. Thanks for joining us. Have a great afternoon, and stay tuned for more great music here on WVCP-FM.